Alderman Byron Sigcho Lopez is with us. He represents the 25th Ward. And Alderman, you've seen this type of thing happen in your ward more than once, right? Oh, somebody better tell him that he's on. He might be talking to someone else in the background and not know that he's live on the radio right now. Alderman, are you with us?
Yes, I am here, and I'm actually in an ICE facility, and that's what I'm glad that people are listening live, because ICE has not started to detain people inside their facilities in Chicago. It is really Gestapo tactics that we've seen here, that 10 people detained, and my apologies, because I'm here right now, as 10 people are detained at 2245 South Michigan.
Right now?
As we speak.
Wow. And do they have to produce a warrant? Is there a warrant for arrest when they come to capture these individuals?
Absolutely. I mean, the due process, you know, especially when they are asked to produce a warrant. A warrant and a judicial order is the rationale of why people are being detained. And I think that what we've seen in our country is the complete dismissal and the complete lack of due process. And right now will be people who are undocumented. Tomorrow will be the people who dissent. And this is a slippery slope. I mean, right now we've seen people who were asked to come to an ICE facility and right now are going to be detained. After they're asked to come to a facility, now they're being detained unconstitutionally. 10 people right now as we speak.
So 10 people right now in South Michigan went to check in at the facility, and they're now being detained, and you got the call, and you're on the scene?
I am on the scene right now as 10 people that were processing their, you know, they were asked to come here to the facility, and now they're being detained. Now there are dozens of neighbors who came in to check what's going on, and that's what I said. Now, we've seen it in other parts of the country. Now, what we've seen here in our city, people asked for coming to an appointment and being detained. What we're seeing here is the violation of due process. Again, we demand that the warrants and judicial orders are produced, not after the fact, but as they conduct these federal operations. This is a violation of constitutional rights.
Alderman, are the 10 here legally?
The 10 people that are being detained?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, the people who are coming here detained, I mean, many of the people who come here, they have ankle monitors. They have come here to check in. So the government knows where they are. When they come to a facility, and I wish I was on the phone with attorneys that have tell us that they have a right to let them know at least if they are going to be detained and deported. They don't even know that. So I just spoke with one lady who is outside the facility that was told to come here. And now, after speaking to the attorney, I couldn't tell her she should come inside to get detained, or she can even voluntarily leave the country. That is outrageous that she's not even given the courtesy to be voluntarily leave the country. This is about a for-profit operation. They want to fill concentration camps and facilities that this dictator-in-chief that we have is profiting from. This is outrageous. People should be outraged about this. These are not criminals. They're people who came here. People know where they are, and the fact they're not being detained, they're not even given the opportunity to leave voluntarily, as they claimed before. It is a shame. There are attorneys right now that don't even know what to tell the client.
And as a member of city council, even if the mayor was there, if the governor was there, all of you are powerless, right?
I mean, this is a federal issue, right? I do like to see more from Senator Durbin, from Senator Duckworth. This is outrageous. This is indeed not a local issue, although we oftentimes are blamed for this. You know, right now we have the Chicago Police Department that showed up to the scene because the ICE facility called on CPD to be able to conduct this. But we are not, you know, we are not powerless. You know, we have a voice, and we're going to use it, right? We cannot allow this inhumanity to continue. And right now, like again, as we speak, you hear in the back the chant of the people that are now are trying to protect the neighbors who have a due process and not being detained, you know, out of nowhere. They came for an appointment and now being detained. And as we are here, you know, on fast track to deportation. The Trump administration, there's an article in The Guardian, already has instructed to meet quotas even without a warrant. That is a violation to the Constitution. The dictator should be impeached for attempting to do such a thing.
Alderman, I don't mean to pick a fight with you, but I'm just trying to understand this as best I can. If the 10 who are being taken into custody are here in not legally, if they're here illegally, What is incorrect about federal authorities taking them into custody to put them through that due process?
Everybody in this country knows that we have a right to an attorney. We have a right to the due process, right? If they're here with documentation, without documentation, at the very minimum, you should be notified that you're going to be detained. You cannot detain people without a warrant. You cannot detain people because you come to an appointment. And as many people who are here said, if they're going to detain them, at least let them know so they're prepared. It's inhumane to do this. You know, there was a lady who said, look, if I knew that this was, you know, that I have a time to leave or a time to voluntarily leave the country or that I'm going to be detained, I would have come prepared. But they're doing this to create chaos, to create fear. And again, if we are talking about documentation of immigrants, you know, let's do so with the due process. Let's do it in the courts. But what they're doing, there's not that. I mean, are we okay then with people being detained without warrants? That is a chilling effect to the country. We're starting that slippery slope because we know that the next time is going to be people who dissent from such administration.
Alderman, thank you for joining us. I know we had this scheduled and this wasn't part of it. It is interesting to hear what is happening right now. I'll let you tend to what you need to tend to there. And I hope you'll join us again on the air with the follow-up on what is happening today in Chicago.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Alderman Byro Sigcho Lopez of the 25th Ward, that is happening right now on South Michigan Avenue.